This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. UN investigators have condemned the actions of the military commander-in-chief of Myanmar, also known as Burma, along with five generals for overseeing the mass murder and rape of Muslim Rohingya last year with, quote, genocidal intent, and called for their prosecution. Christopher Sidati is one of those investigators.
In Myanmar, there is a very clear chain of command, and there is no doubt in our minds whatsoever that what we saw happen in Rakhine as a whole would not have happened without it firstly being within the knowledge of the senior military leadership and secondly under their effective control.
They also took aim at de facto civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi for failing to use her moral authority to protect civilians. Nicholas Fairley is a regional analyst at the Australian National University.
The United Nations has now left us in no doubt that the events of 2017 in Myanmar are going to force all of us into considering exactly what needs to be done to hold those to account who have allegedly committed these heinous crimes, and then perhaps to put Myanmar back on a path towards much greater inclusion of those who have been persecuted and excluded with such violence.
The investigators also criticized the social media network Facebook for allowing the spread of hate speech and inciting violence. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was welcomed Monday to the White House by President Donald Trump.
We have tremendous relationship with Kenya. We have terrorism, a lot of trade, getting bigger and bigger all the time. We're working on a major infrastructure project.
Mr. Kenyatta, the second African leader to visit the White House after Nigeria's Muhammadu Buhari in April, both leaders focusing on trade, investment, and security. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Mexico agreed Monday to alter the 24-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement.
It's a big day for trade, big day for our country. A lot of people thought we'd never get here.
The negotiations between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada have lasted more than a year.
Que tengamos presente.
Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto, who leaves office in November, said it was crucial to reach a deal with 80% of Mexico's trade with North America. The U.S. Congress must approve the agreement, which focuses largely on trade in autos and the deal's sunset clause. Canada rejoins the negotiations on Tuesday. U.S. sanctions targeting Russia over the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain went into effect Monday. They tightened restrictions on exports of national security-sensitive items. Russia Monday abruptly canceled a planned peace conference on Afghanistan set for next week, a meeting the Taliban insurgency was agreeing to attend. Moscow invited 12 countries, but the Afghan government and U.S. declined. Kabul insists peace talks must be Afghan-led. In Egypt, security forces killed five suspected militants in a mountainous hideout in the south. In Cairo, a coalition of secular and leftist groups denounced the arrests of opposition figures calling for their release for not accused of violent offenses. Yahya Hussein Abdel Hadi of the Civil Democratic Movement called for the loosening of restrictions on journalists and the media and respect for the freedom of opinion. Members of the UN Security Council have raised concerns over this coming December's scheduled elections in Democratic Republic of Congo, including plans for electronic voting. The DRC said it plans to organize and fund the election, despite international offers of support. The UN's envoy, Leila Seragui, warned the credibility of the electoral process remains a key concern.
The ongoing review and contestation process, in particular of presidential candidates, by the Constitutional Court will be key to the legitimacy of the electoral process going forward.
Congolese Catholic leaders who have mediated a compromise on elections warned the UN of the need for national and international observers to guard against what they call bias. Athletics Kenya has welcomed the establishment of a World Anti-Doping Agency-approved drug lab in Nairobi. The lab, to be operational next month, will test all doping cases in international track and field in Kenya, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Tanzania, and Uganda. Wall Street reached for new record levels Monday following news of a trade deal between Mexico and the U.S. The Nasdaq composite trading above 8,000 points for the first time. The benchmark Dow Jones soaring more than 250 to close at 26,049. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.